Welcome in. Hello, hello. This is the second episode of Mother Speaks, and you're here on UK Health Radio and on podcast. And I'm Clara Apollo, one of the co-hosts of this show, where mothers meet to speak about things that really matter. On topics across the board, from birthing babies, books and new projects, to parenting children, parenting animals, and of course, parenting ourselves. Plus all the conundrums of identifying as a woman in this day and age. Now, you may recognise me from Chi Time, Your Energy Matters, which is a show that I used to present for you here on UK Health Radio. And indeed, all the shows are still available on demand via the UK Health Radio website or my YouTube channel, Chi Time TV, where I am continuing to produce shows along with podcast of the same name. But oh my goodness, back to Mother Speaks, and how thrilled I am to be part of this growing network, because yes, we are a community and we've been called together to co-author the book Wake Up Mother, which is being birthed right now as we sit here and speak, and it will be available from the 2nd of February from all online bookstores. And you can find out more about all of this on our website, wakeupmother.com. But here on the radio show and podcast, we've gathered a circle of presenters and guests with three mamas for this episode. And we are all mothers at varying stages of parenthood and project development. And co-hosting with me here is Kathy Bell, the brilliant breathwork mama and business mentor, and our guest, a fellow Wake Up Mother co-author and founder of Joyful Mamas and creator of the Empowered Birth Digital Program. Dulcie Batt is here. So welcome to the show, you beauties.
Welcome.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. So I'm so glad that you could come and join us today, Dulcie, because Kathy and I were on the last episode. So and Zoe and Sarah will be on the next episode. So we're kind of letting this roll through how it wants to between many four of us. But as we are recording here in January, and we all live in the UK, we've been pretty aware of the water element being presenting itself in all its abundance, hasn't it?
It has.
Oh, yeah.
But more recently, actually, it's been showing us its crystalline beauty in the frost and the snow. Did you get some of that where you were?
We've had a good frost, and I went up into the Peak District yesterday and found myself in the snow. So not quite in, you know, not in my house, but, you know, I've been to the snow. I've touched it. It's been beautiful. How about you, Dulcie?
Oh, yeah. A frosty beach where we are in Poole. And there's nothing sweeter than the sound of crunching your feet over a frosty beach down to the sea for a swim.
Oh,
so I've really been embracing it.
Wow. Wow.
Swimming. I don't think I'm brave enough to go in the sea in this.
It's kind of making me shiver thinking about it.
Yeah,
I know it's really good for you as well, so it's like, oh, how do I do that? Get a wetsuit.
I spent 4 hours in the snow yesterday, but I was walking boots, I was thick leggings, I was, you know, proper appropriate clothing and hats, and it took me all evening to warm up, so I do not know how.
Really?
Anyone goes in the water in this temperature.
I see people walk towards me along the beach, similarly decked out, and I think, this is nuts. And they're looking at me as if to say,
this
you
is
are
nuts.
Well, I'm not in there long.
I was going to say, you don't stay in there. You get in, and what is it, about 2 minutes or something, or maybe three or four? What's the
five, maybe 10 minutes. It depends on how cold it is, but it's just until you don't feel that cold anymore. When you have a feeling of peace and calm over your body, and then it's time to get out.
Okay, so you go through waves in it, then, you know, you kind of go through the initial shock.
Little like the birthing. Yes, you do.
Yes. The breath.
Absolutely.
Let me stop. The breath.
But it's an incredible, like birth, in actual fact, it's an incredible way to dive into the body, out of the head and into the body, because all the to-do lists and the monkey mind just goes, and you'll just think, it's cold, my body's cold. So that is all you're thinking about in your body. And that's blissful in itself, just to kind of rinse clear everything else. The same with birthing, where you get to that point where, you know, you're just, you, all you can think about is this baby inside of you. You're not worried about what's coming for tea or is Auntie so-and-so coming over, you know.
Can you get it out? Can you get it out now? Can it
get
leave?
It out?
Before we jump ahead too far, let's just go back a little bit to the last show where Kathy and I were speaking with Sarah and Zoe, and we were really like presencing this water element piece. It's so interesting that we're like right into the water. But you know what? If we're looking from like a mother's speak angle, the water is like, it's a mother in herself, isn't it? The water... Without the water, how would we be buoyant and able to flow? How would we be even alive? There's that mothering quality within the water, isn't there?
We all start life in water, right?
Exactly. Mm. It's our first home.
And we're all 55, 60% water. It is our home. It is the home of our bodies as well. And I think you forget that, particularly in the cold when you stiffen up and feel all creaky. You forget that wonderful flowing nature that is such a huge part of us.
Ooh, and as I think the last show is saying, thank goodness we don't get to know what it feels like to have frozen water in us, because we are warm-blooded, but we can look out onto frozen landscapes and we can see that beautiful pristine white. I mean, water goes white when it freezes. That's like pure. And it refracts the sunlight in all the colors of the rainbow, which is like, well, if that isn't pure magic, you know,
I don't know what is. Yeah, I hear you with that.
It's a gift.
So it's rather lovely because white contains all the colors, right? And here we are at the beginning, at the birthing, that contains all potential and possibilities. And we're so grateful that we've get to birth this show at the beginning of the year and get to birth our book on the Imbolc. And so this topic of birthing, you know, we've all been through birth, right? Each of us, though mine was like in the last millennium. But
I bet you still remember it so well though, Clara. We don't forget these things.
You know what? And I've only had one child. I think Kathy was saying that she didn't feel that she was quite enough because she'd only had one. And I'm like, oh, hey, girlfriend, one. One is definitely
one's enough.
High five to the one. Yeah. Sorry, you said, Kathy, didn't you? In inverted commas, only one. So
yeah.
It's an enormous, enormous feat. So yes, four babes for me. Mm-hmm.
So for Kathy and I being that, remembering that one birth that we have experienced and that one, that connection, what's the biggest thing that's coming to your mind now, Kathy, as I'm saying that? What's the one thing that you...
I loved my birth. Like, it was the best experience of my life, and I gave birth in water and it was just incredible. And I just want to talk about it.
Yeah.
You mentioned me only giving birth once and I'm like, I'm gonna tell you about it. So that whole birth story, you know, I think if I wasn't doing what, like, if I could have another job, I'd be doing what Dulcie does. Like, I'd be a doula. I'd be a doula, or I, you know, I'd be some kind of, yeah, I just love midwife. Pregnancy and birth. Yeah,
I'm so with you. This is really picking up an old memory because I'm an ex-nurse. And when I finished my registration, I wanted to go to art college. I was done with nursing. But I also felt that I was straddling, like, if I stayed nursing, because I couldn't cope with all the illness, the area that I would go into would actually be midwifery. And I absolutely loved it because it wasn't about being ill. It was about managing this magical time in a woman's or in a family's life. And so, yeah, I'm with you there. I think there's something really, really special at being present at births and helping mothers being able to manage their births and have good memories. And I know not all of you listening will have had good memories, and we understand that too, no matter what you plan. But there's, you know, you get your little babe at the end of it, usually good. Obviously, sometimes that doesn't always happen either. But if we stay with our experiences here, I remember seeing my son's eyes for the first time and just like, I had no idea how I was sinking into these deep orbs of wisdom. Like, where are you from? And I always just remind that feeling is so powerful. You felt your babe in you growing, moving, burping, kicking, whatever.
Hiccuping.
Hiccuping,
yeah. Yeah, lots of hiccuping.
And then, but you don't get to see them. And then when you see them, they're like, there's a whole other dimension opens.
Really does. It's such a, I remember being really overwhelmed by the incredible animal primal response I had. Like I just wanted to sniff and kiss, and it was just like, it just completely, and I still have that. I mean, my eldest is 18, he's 6'3", and I like, if he sat down, I'll get his head and give it a really good sniff. Oh, it's that animal connection to your, to your children. It's just incredible.
And so with each of your, so you remember him being your first one, and then when you had your subsequent births, did they all have a unique property to them?
Absolutely. And my first three were all very medicalized, and it wasn't until baby number four where the illuminating vision of, hey, there is another way, Dulcie, let's go for that this time, because this could be, is likely to be my last. And I'd heard visions of mamas birthing like incredible warrior goddesses, and just thought, I think I want some of that. Like, I have not felt that. And hey, then when I birthed little Liberty, and the midwife had turned around to do something, and it was the most beautiful romantic birth, and she turned back and said, oh, she's out. I thought, hell yeah, she's out. I've done that. And I just said to my husband, holding her, looking at him, looking at her, say, I've got to share this with women, because I've had that incredible, you know, experience. And to compare them, it makes such a difference to your, to your state of mind, to how confident you feel in your body, to how you step into mamahood.
Sure, for sure. Oh my goodness, the energy that comes through you when you've given birth. It was like, I remember being in the room on my own. Everyone had gone out there doing their thing. My husband was telling the family, and my pool attendant, because I had a water birth as well, she'd gone, and I was just there by myself and my lad, and he'd crashed out. He was just like, oh, I'm having a little sleepy now. And I'm like, and there I felt the immense power of women through the ages who birth their babies. And it was like the indomitable spirit of womanhood was within me. And I hadn't had any drugs or anything with my birth either, apart from a little bit of gas and air. But I felt the most incredible balanced high. Like I pledged myself to that child for 18 years. I said, I am yours for 18 years. I am here for you. You have a warrior mama at your side here. And I've actually had to remind him of that about 2 years ago when he was having a real dark night of the soul. It was like, all right, warrior mama still here, you know, and he's like 33 now. So, but there's still that whole connection. So what was interesting just before we go to the break and our first tune was that preparation for the water birth that we wanted, or the preparation coming in into a different way of birthing that you just like you'd had before. And I actually wasn't able to give birth underwater because the cord was around his neck twice. So a brilliant midwife, she got me out. I'm like, I want to give birth. She goes, it's best that we cut the cord before you push him out. But anyway, that's another story, a bit like you, Kathy. I'd love to tell my birth story. But what I'm getting to is this preparation piece, that yes, we can run our birth plans, yes, that we can tune in with what we want, but we need to be able to go with the flow, don't we, when it all happens as nature's.
We really do, Clara, and I would love to, like, my A plan with all four births was water birth, but my body had another idea, and the way I approach labor is my waters break and then there's risk of infection. So then actually I weighed up, you know, made an informed choice each time that a water birth wasn't for me. So, but water was still flowing, and I'm flowing with the way that my body, there's this huge art of surrender. And it feels super courageous, doesn't it, in those moments, to let go of how you expected it to be and to go with the flow.
Yeah. And a little, just before we do go to the break, just a little reference to where we are energetically. I know Clara's already mentioned we're at the beginning. We're midway through January, almost towards the end. But the new moon in Aquarius. This crowning, I was going to say conception, but I don't mean conception. We're at this crowning moment of truly energetically entering into the of 2023, and just all of this talk of preparation, but also what's been moving through me today, and there's two little things. One is this energetic idea that we're just about to crown into the energy of the year. And immediately as I say that, I'm thinking of new beginnings, new starts. And I think to my own parenting journey, I think to my own daughter, and I'm at this, I'm crowning again. I'm like, but I've birthed, she's, I'm like birthed a teenager, and her bedroom's like a mess, and she's moody, and I can't say anything right. And it's like this whole new area, arena of parenthood. And so these kind of ideas that we're talking about, I think we can just keep going back to them to remind ourselves that it happens again and it happens again. And it's like we birth, we're always birthing. We're always birthing. Our children are always evolving. Nothing ever stays the same. And I think, Dulcie, you mentioned cycles. Or going with the flow, but going with the flow of these cycles just feels really pertinent for now,
For
and the
sure.
energy of now. And personally, for me, it is like we're constantly birthing a new era in our parenting journey all
Yes.
the time.
And it's a constant
Absolutely.
evolvement and metamorphosis, and there's such beauty in that. It's that
So
heart of mother.
can we pick up on this when we come out of the track? Because I can see us wanting to get into a deeper conversation about this. So now we've chosen between the three of us a track by the beautiful chorus called "Please Prepare Me," and it just feels really right to drop this in now. At this stage of what we're speaking into, how do we prepare ourselves? What is this preparation piece? And also, how much do we let go and surrender? So, we're going to play this track and then a few station messages, and then we'll be back with you to speak more with Dulcie Batt and Kathy Bell about this topic of birthing, crowning, being women at this time.
Please prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. To be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie. Common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back into Mother Speaks here on UK Health Radio on podcast with me, Clara Apollo, and Kathy Bell, and our guest, Dulcie Batt. And just before those station messages, you heard that sublime track by the beautiful chorus called Please Prepare Me. And I don't know where that took you to while you were listening, but I know for us behind the scenes here, we were really getting into some interesting discussions about crowning and how the birth process is really linked to this crowning piece. And I'm going to just hand you straight over to Kathy because she's got something really key she wants to show you here.
I'm itching to get the mic. So we were just talking off air about how crowning is this stingy, painful piece just before the event, you know, the birthing of the event. And I was synonymous, I was saying how synonymous it is with the what's actually going on in real life. So Wake Up Mother, the book, is in its crowning phase. It right now, it's the energy is crowning as we build towards the second of the second. And, you know, our leader, let's say, you know, our matriarch, Sarah Lloyd, who founded this movement, this book, you know, is, you know, she's in the crowning phase and feeling that pressure, feeling that sting, feeling that ick that comes with the energy that is of crowning. And I think for me, I always like to look at the message and what's the positive thing that we can bring from this. And truly, crowning leads us to the event. We know that when we get to this point, no matter how uncomfortable it is, that we are so close to getting the gold, to getting the baby in our arms, to birthing our ideas into the world, to releasing our book or releasing our podcast or releasing our app like Clara just has, or releasing whatever it is, whatever our creations are. And yeah, I just love to, as a group, speak into this energy, because you know, we could rush, we could skip straight past it and go straight to the birth, you know, but just slowing it down ever so slightly and going, okay, what happens in this little piece, this crowning piece, just makes me a bit juicy. So let's go there. Dulcie, what do you have to share with us around that piece?
Well, the crowning stage is called the Ring of Fire, isn't it? I mean, we're not talking slightly stingy. We're talking, wow, you know, you can really feel quite overwhelmed by the intensity of something. And it's similar to that darkest hour before the dawn, before something beautiful comes. And it's an essential part of any birthing and creation with that mother energy. It's an essential part of the rite of passage that it is. You know, talking about physical babies, there's a reason we just don't pop them out in the supermarket, you know, slippy, small and slippy and out they come. We got to work for it. It's not called labor for nothing. It's, you know, it attaches a devotion to it and an honoring. And that's what this beautiful mothering energy is. And in terms of the stinginess and the pain associated, I mean, talking about pain all the way through the laboring before you get to the crowning, which means you are so close at that point. It's not a pathological pain. It's something isn't broken. You know, it's not as though you go into hospital and your arm is hanging at a weird angle and someone needs to set it again. It's a productive pain, and we're all going to feel it differently because pain is this individual interpretation of a sensation. So, but, you know, everyone will be somewhere different on the scale of it, but it's productive and it's moving us towards something beautiful. And that's such a toward goal that that's where you get this incredible courage and ability to surrender to this wonderful divine feminine power that we're blessed to have moving through us. It's a gift.
It is a gift. Full body chills as you were speaking there. And you know, in the work that I do, you know, this business work that we do, when we're birthing our offers and we're birthing our creations, we're, you know, chapter and verse of what happens in this, the launch process and the you know, the artist process. And I've even been a little bit obsessed with Harry Styles at the moment, and, you know, the creative process that goes into things like music and, you know, producing shows or producing art or producing dance or producing, you know, putting these, you know, yeah, the mother energy, whether it comes in the form of an object or a human baby, is all so, so ripe. So thank you to bringing that sacredness to that there. Thank you. That was so beautiful. Oh,
pleasure.
Totally. And it's about that thing about pain as well, because I think in our culture, to be comfortable is like everything's about comfort. You'll be comfort with comfort. And it's like, well, I say there's it's that sort of takes you out of the reality of the world, because yes, it's good to have your home comforts, but if you don't jump in the sea and get yourselves cold or birth babies through rings of fire, you're not getting the full spectrum. Obviously lots of other things as well that are slightly painful. I mean, I'm not talking, as you were saying, about having broken arms or having pain, you know, coming to, I'm sure I know people that live with chronic pain as well. And it's just a really, my heart goes out to you, but there are some positive pains that you can work with and work through, because pain's a messenger. Pain's there to, it's a language that your body gives you. There's something going on that's really extreme and you better take notice, work with, or, yeah, just be aware of. And it's that pushing through the pain. I think that's the thing that I remember as well. Like you get the pains of the contraction and you push through and with it, you know, rather than trying to, yeah, push against anything. That feels like a working with the Great Mother, then working with that urge of nature that comes at that time from crowning into actual birthing down the birth canal. And it, you know, before I got into all of this, all you hear about with, like, when I was very much younger, it was like that whole birthing thing. You don't hear about how many hours it's taken to get to that point of you might be actually ready to push the baby out now. Mm-hmm. And it's that whole, like, needing to be able to take it slow, being able to know that whatever birthing process you're in will have its own sort of tempo to it. And, like, we don't know how long our births are going to be or how long it's going to take. Like you mentioned the app. Thank you. My Apollo Chi app is live. It's taken me 10 months to birth that baby. She was long overdue. And like Sarah on the last show was saying, it's taken 9 months for Wake Up Mother to gestate from last in bulk to when it was came into being finalized. I think having patience around things that you're birthing needs to be there. Yeah.
Oh, that stirred me into something very beautiful that I think we can link into you, Dulcie. This, because I, as you're saying this, Cara, I'm thinking, yeah, why don't I slow down? Why don't I slow down my gestation process? Because I'm a manifesting generator, so I like to do things very quickly. And I think that comes from, it's not all MD stuff. I think it's a lot of it's nervous system. You know, I am wired to do things quickly, get things done. There is, you know, and that is, you know, makes me emotional as I even say that, because that's, you know, childhood trauma. It's, you know, it's repetitive trauma throughout adulthood. And just be, when we were speaking in the break around the work that we're all linked to is that of the breath. And it'd be lovely just to get a little nugget from you there, Dulcie, around the breath, then slowing things down, the pain, and that whole flow, you know, the flow of gestation.
Well, the breath, as we all agree, is the surest route to calm in any situation. And when you are going through the process of birthing, all you can do is control the controllables. And you, Kathy, are in great company with the majority of Western women, Western people who, you know, in this Western notion of progression, it's about speed and productivity. And hey, that's how we've been judged all the way through our system of life, and slowing down. And that's that isn't something we're taught. Hopefully we can change the tide on this, but it's when you slow down and you can calm your mind, you can connect in with your heart. you can listen to your intuition, and the breath is one of the surest ways of getting there.
Mm.
So when we are birthing, the breath I use is, I use the vision of the water. I use the vision of that light that sparkles on the sea when, and dances, you know, and the waves are on the sea and they're just dancing and there's that incredible twinkling. So I use that as a golden thread breath. And so it's just a deep inhale, breathing in fully, deeply and completely. And then as you exhale, super soft mouth. And that means that the whole sacral chakra is all soft. That container is all soft and flowy because these areas are mimicking. And then you're exhaling with a super soft breath and imagining that sparkling, that dancing light just flowing from your mouth until there is no breath left in your body. So you naturally elongate that exhale, which brings you into the parasympathetic, and it just calms everything down. And from that place, you can access, rather than be in this fear, tension, pain cycle and spin, which can go ever so fast, we're unraveling that. And we're stepping into a place that feels much more foundational in the mother energy, which is calm, relaxed power. Mm. And that then you can just access. So three of those breaths before any meeting, before any awkward conversation, through every single surge or wave of a labor contraction, that will, on the exhale, you're creating oxytocin, my favorite love hormone ever. And then you're creating loads of oxygen. So you're just feeding the body, you're in rest and digest. So the whole of your central system is getting the nourishment that she needs. And adrenaline isn't playing a part in it, but of course you have these spikes, don't you? And we're flipped into the stress response so quickly because, well, for in birthing especially, somebody coming in and saying, hey, you're only 4 centimeters dilated or whatever, and you've been laboring for an age, and you predict forward and think, gosh, I can't manage to continue this. But you just want to, yeah, be able to know that it's like a back to love, back to love, back to love with that breath.
Keep returning. This is so perfect. That because it brings you back into your power. Your breath reminds you that you can have a decision to make about that. And we're going to continue this conversation after the next track, because I've got a perfect one lined up for you now called Take It Slow by Isla Nerio. So just enjoy your being with your breath now, being with this moment, being with this presence of power that you are. And we'll come back with you on Mother Speaks after this beauty.
Take it slow. Don't get in your way. Keep it moving. At the pace of every weather, look within. Don't forget you are surrounded by the wind as it rushes in your lungs. Oh, honey, you are part of the moon, precious cave. Don't forget there is unknown inside you. Don't turn away from yourself by being like somebody else. You are tide crashing over and call of the mountain. Darkest tunnels, or where your light comes from. So take it slow. What you long for is on its way, and don't stop reaching. Taste the sound of every color deep within. Let your wild be uncaged, run with the wind, and rush into its lungs. Oh, honey, you are born of the moon, precious cave. Don't forget there is unknown inside you. Don't turn away from yourself by being like somebody else. You are tide crashing over and call of the mountains and your darkest tunnels. Where your light come from? Oh, aim for the journey and grow with the night. Be brave in your loving, keep steady your sight. Oh, honey, you are born of the moon, precious cave. Don't forget forget there is unknown inside. You don't turn away from yourself by being like somebody else. Don't turn away from yourself by being like somebody else. Don't turn away. Don't turn away. Don't turn away. Don't turn away. You are tired crashing over in call of the mountains and your darkest tunnels. Where your light comes, don't turn away. Don't turn away. Don't turn away.
The station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E bar gold.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And you're back here on Mother Speaks with myself, Clara Apollo, and Dulcie Batt and Kathy Bell. We're here on UK Health Radio and on podcasts. So thank you for staying with us. Did you enjoy that last gorgeous track, Take It Slow, by Isla Nerio? I mean, oh, in fact, just in the break here, we're just realizing how many tunes we have to share. So we've created a Mother Speaks Spotify list for you to, come and hear what else we've been listening to. But one of the things that's very present for us all is this center of power. When we talk about mothering, I mean, all of us have a belly button, a navel. We were all attached to our mothers by the umbilical cord. This center of power, this center of balance in our bellies is referenced in all energy practices. They've all got a version of it, from your sacral chakra to your dantian in the qigong. Everything returns back to this place of balance and creative power. And of course, physically, we have the womb area in there as well. So this whole potency of reclaiming your belly, because it is flipping time to nourish your creative source. So who would like to roll with this? Should we get Darcy in on the act?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's your powerhouse, isn't it? You know, it's where the wisdom lies, this space between the hips. It's also, you know, just the experience. We hold a lot as mamas. There's a lot that we could probably let go of.
Yeah.
You know, we can choose. There's an element of us consciously choosing what we're holding on to here. But, you know, through my work as a birth empowerment coach, always my hope is that I can give my mamas the best possible chance of the birth that they desire. But birth is the great unknown. We don't have we can't control it and book it in and just, you know 100% how the whole thing's going to go, because life has our own power, right? So sometimes it doesn't go to plan, and then women can really feel a disconnect from, and as though their bodies have let them down. And then I really see that in terms of them birthing creative projects going forward. There's a lack of confidence, and it's really important, I think, to honor this sacral chakra and the power there, and using the rite of the womb, the Mane Ki. The womb is not a place to store fear and pain. The womb is to create and give birth to life. And that's life, however she may evolve. So honoring and having a few rituals around that and truly feeling that incredible power is just spectacular in terms of whatever next you want to bring into the world.
Oh, can I show you something? A real power potent stance that is central to all the Qigongs is where you work with the palm chakras and you cross them over with your hands and then you place that just below your navel. And so you have energy alignment there, the energy point alignment, but you also have that comfort of like touching this place on your body and encouraging it to soften. And as it softens, the breath can be deeper and you start to let yourself really embody this place in you that is your creative center. It is your place of balance. It is your processing plant. And it's so much more, but you can stand in public like this and be centered into the Great Mother and your power and to come into that place before you speak, before you make any choices. And there's something very reassuring to have your hands on yourself here. Do you find that?
Oh, so much.
Feels really beautiful.
I love the heart mudra as well. So just thumbs together in the heart and then down. Oh, and it brings depth. It brings depth. It brings gravitas. It brings truth. It unleashes your power.
And I love how you were speaking in the earlier section, Dulcie, but I, you know, noticed the mouth and, you know, the mouth and the throat being synonymous with like the yoni and the other areas. I don't know what words I'm allowed to say here. Well, they're all medical terms, so it's fine. But how this area is, you know, it's connected with our yoni and just relaxing the jaw, relaxing the mouth, and clenching this area has such a profound effect on our womb space and on our pelvic bowl, our pelvic chalice. Mm-hmm. I just love how linked they are. So as I was just doing that practice, Clara, it immediately alerted me to how much tension there was in my jaw. And just even just then, just being able to release the jaw, release the little bit of tension that was in the pelvis, like my voice has dropped an octave. Yeah. Like there's more gravitas to things. There's, you know, there's more potency.
Well, you're more landed in the moment, aren't you? Because it's all this like racing ahead to what's next, what's next. Mm. How do we presence ourselves through our breath, through our awareness, through this softening into what is already here? Mm. This is our power as women. This is our power as mothers.
And you hold the two, don't you? That's what's so beautiful about birth. There is the most enormous power surging through your body. And you welcome it. You know, it's very common to reject and resist and clam up. And that can present as pain. It's fear, then tension, then presenting as pain, making it more fearful. So it takes such courage to witness that power and then welcome it with a softness and an openness and this birthing and blooming. Ah, that's the magic combination that you can get if you can keep yourself through the breath nice and calm and just allow that focus to be in that direction as opposed to where potentially the fear might have you go pretty quick and then keep that coming back to love.
I mean, I can almost hear some of you listeners going, yeah, but it wasn't like that at my birth. It's like, well, no, it's not always like that. But when you've got someone alongside you or someone like Dulcie or Kathy that are there to help you with your breath and with your presencing. I mean, you bring in hypnotic techniques as well, don't you, Dulcie?
I do, yeah. And hypnobirthing is one. People think it's a little bit woo-woo and flighty, but it is power. Hypnobirthing is power. And where the mind goes, the body follows. So if we can bring, and we have ultimate control over our mind, the difference between us birthing and mammals is this overactive neocortex that we have, which is fabulous in terms of being a human being in many ways. But when it comes to burping, it's really quite annoying. So we want to quieten that down and dip into the body wisdom. And that relaxed mind has a physical manifestation in a relaxed body. It is simply how it works. It's scientifically proven to work that way.
Yes.
And then we release the cocktail of hormones that's conducive to birth. And then if you're in that state, nature's added bonus is it will just sprinkle some endorphins out there, which are 20 times more powerful than morphine, just to make it even more, you know, magic.
Makes me want to get pregnant again. Makes me want to have another baby. My husband said that's not allowed. I'm not allowed.
Yeah. Oh, my. You're about to birth. The book is coming.
The book is coming, exactly. And indeed, on next week's show, Sarah Lloyd will be back with Nicola Humber, who is the mama of Unbound Press, which is what Wake Up Mother is coming through. So
the womb of Wake Up Mother.
The womb of Wake Up Mother. And Zoe will be with them, Zoe Foster as well. So there'll be another threesome next week. So is there anything else that we just want to share with listeners before we wrap up this baby?
I think for me, it's trust. I think it's remembering, you know, you have the power in you. It's remembering her. And it is trusting that this incredible innate body wisdom and intelligence in the body is there. So trusting and allowing her to do her thing, surrendering to that.
Thank you, Dulcie.
That takes great courage.
Thank you, Dulcie. Sorry, that is... I think that's what I'll take from today, is just Dulcie's beautiful way of explaining coming back to love and that breath practice. And I'm really even though you didn't go deep on it, my mind seems to have caught on to it, that fear, what's the next one, fear,
tension
and pain.
And
I'm like, my body loves that cycle. So thank you for that. And now it's just given me a really fresh perspective. Internally something that I live with. So thank you. And thank you for sharing your wisdom today.
Yeah. Pleasure. A joy to be with you, Wonder Women.
Oh, God, I feel like this conversation could continue on. So hopefully Dulcie will be back on the show in future weeks as this evolves into our UK Health Radio birthing pool of mamas, which we thank them for hugely. And if you would like to listen again, you know, if you've enjoyed this episode, then there is the on-demand facility here on UK Health Radio, but we've also got the podcast now, so please do search for Mother Speaks on the Spotify podcast. And very soon we're going to have an unedited version, because behind the scenes we talk about loads of duty stuff that's possibly not quite in alignment with UK Health Radio's guidelines, shall we say. So we realize that this is this might want to come through, so we'll let you know when that happens. But I would highly recommend, if you're interested to know more about the book, to head over to wakeupmother.com, where you will find out more about this book, also about all the contributors. And you'll also be able to find out how to get in touch with Dulcie Batt and Kathy Bell and myself, Clara Apollo. So, wow, thank you so much for listening. If you've got anyone that you feel would like to, listen to this again, please do tell them. You know, anyone that's a mother themselves, my niece is newly pregnant, so I'm going to tell her about it. And anyone that's birthing projects, you know, we will eventually have a portal where you can come in and converse with us. But if any of the topics here from this show have like sparked any conversations, you would like to drop us a line, just do that to info@ukhealthradio.com and put in the subject matter Mother Speaks, and we'd just love to hear from you. So thank you so much, Dulcie and Kathy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful.
Really, really appreciate your time and your wisdom share, and what's birthing through the three of us. Who knows? But it's just a real joy and an honor to be part of this with you. And many, many thanks to all our other contributors, and of course to Sarah Lloyd, who's kind of the reason why we're doing this. Sarah, who is, it's all her fault we're doing this anyway. But So we're going to leave you with a track. This is a vintage track from Salt and Pepper called Push It. You probably know it because it's quite nice to run with that pushing energy as well, and something uplifting to take you into whatever's next to it on UK Health Radio. So just remember that you are the power, you are the source, and right here and now, all is well. Thank you so much for listening to Mother Speaks.
Push it good.